other, and white people, they're going to try to put Afro wigs on us.
Oh, come
and Jack
on,
and Joey, I've seen you. I don't think you would look good in an Afro wig.
No,
so we've got to
beautiful.
Be very careful on this election.
Well, it is a very pivotal election. We're going to have Stephen Reed on here Monday at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have David Woods on here at 11. And we want listeners to they're not going to be on here together, but you'll hear both of their views.
Yes.
And then you can make the decision. But
and something else, Jack and Joey, remember, a lot of the liberal Democrats, they believe in reparations. So if we live in East Montgomery and we're driving a couple of Mercedes and we got lands and different investments, they're going to try to take our land and put us in the housing projects. So if you're a black Republican or white people, I believe that's what Mr. Reed and his party might try to do. So we got to be very careful. So white people and black Republicans, if we get a black mayor because they believe in reparations, they could try to take our houses, our cars, our Mercedes, and our guns, and they may try to put us in the housing project. So we got to be very careful on this election.
Well, Glenn, we appreciate your thoughts. And
vote for Mr. Woods.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for your call.
Are you scared, Jack?
No, but the views represented by Glenn do not necessarily mean the views of the host of this or guest of this program.
Well, certainly not mine.
Well, I mean, he's you know, he's an African American.
No, he's entitled to his own opinion.
He's entitled to his opinion.
But here, we got to hit a break.
Boy, it's a good thing.
272-9228. We take all calls. And Glenn's welcome to call back. So 272-9228. Be right back. More news and views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Billy McFarland, Carolyn, if she wants it all. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll be sending a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi demanding a full House vote authorizing an impeachment inquiry.
As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly, very different from anybody else. If you go over not only history, I mean, you go over any aspect of life, you'll see how unfairly we've been treated.
He says asking other governments to investigate Joe Biden is about fighting corruption, not politics. The unemployment rate's down to 3.5%. That's the lowest in 50 years.
There were 136,000 new jobs created, weaker than the 145,000 forecast, but still considered modest growth. Americans are making a little more money, but not enough to raise concerns about inflation. Average hourly earnings rose 2.9% over the past year, considered a moderate increase.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. One more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year. Fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and 2/3, 3/4 of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man. And has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
272-9228 is the number to get in on this last hour. Programming update, Jack. Programming update. Will Dismukes called us, so thank you for that. His campaign called us. He had an emergency at work, I believe, so he's not going to be able to make it for this hour.
Yeah, Will, what happened? Did the wrong tile come in? No, I'm just giving him a hard time.
I love you, Jack.
I'm so irreverent.
I had a lot of things I was going to say there, but I love you, Jack. You're great. You're great. Oh, and by the way, before we keep going, because we do have a lot of folks here on the phone, we got to play the name game again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, the name for this hour, Amelia Nelson.
I thought you were going to say Earhart.
She's dead.
We don't know that.
That's a good point. Amelia Nelson, call 396-5477. Is Elvis dead, too?
I would hope.
Amelia Nelson, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win the one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. It's one massage a month for a year.
if you get drawn. We're doing the drawing, I believe, early Monday morning. So again, Amelia Nelson, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize.
Well, you know, I think they believe they found Amelia Earhart's remains.
Really?
Yeah, on some, like, remote island.
And I remember, yeah, last year I remember photos being, like, kind of grainy black and white photos that some folks thought maybe she made it to this particular island where she might have passed or whatever. Like, it's, yeah. I love mysteries like
that. I do, too.
Especially missing airplanes. Like, I mean, though, at a certain point, that one that disappeared in the Pacific or something out of Indonesia, I think. Yeah, it was like, okay, we don't know where it is. You just spent 2 hours on a documentary telling me you don't know where it is at the end of the day. It's like a lot of these conspiracy, like, shows. I like conspiracy stuff, don't get me wrong, but some of the cheaper ones, at the end of the show, it's like, well, it was either God or aliens. It's like, well, thanks for that. Thanks for that great answer.
No definitive answer there.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I love hearing Jack talk, except when I'm on hold.
That does wear on you, I'm sure.
No, I had to call back because you changed the subject, and then I thought, well, wait, today's Friday.
Friday, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm Amelia Nelson, and I want to trade my massage for that TV with Mr.
Well, I don't blame you.
Well, anyway, so y'all were talking gambling, and Clint brought it back up. I talk about gambling, of course. That's kind of my name, Biloxi Gambler. I've been around Alabama politics and politicians for a long time. My suggestion would be that we wait till we build all the big new prisons because we're going to need a place to put all the politicians in.
Well, I'll guarantee you that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to, and we already have casino gambling in Alabama. It's called Biloxi.
Yeah.
What they need to do, if we had any sense, which we don't, it'll never happen. If we had a gambling zone, well, actually, if I was governor, Kay Ivey, she wants to blackmail people. This is how you blackmail people. You go to the 22 owners of the non-Indian casinos, the real casinos, since Vegas came in and bought them all, except there's one down there, but that's a different story. Anyway, you go over there and you say, you got a nice place here. I like it. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what. I'm gonna legalize gambling in Alabama. We're gonna have three gaming zones. We're gonna have one in North Alabama, Central Alabama, and one in South Alabama. That's gonna cut off all your trade from South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. Because then you're gonna dry up and on the vine right there. But I tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You give me $10 million a year, and we'll just hold off on allowing any casinos being built in the state of Alabama. That'd bring $220 million right there. And it satisfies the Baptists because we don't have casino gambling, but we still get the money. That's what, if they had any sense. Another way they could do it without the blackmail is just have the three gaming zones, because really, they don't draw that much from Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. The people that are down there in Biloxi, all those people, they're all LSU fans, and they have to put up with us walking around with our Alabama and Auburn shirts, walking around all the time. So, well, we could do it that way, and I don't know how you lost $80 at a casino and walked out. $80 is about your minimum bet at a dice table.
Well, I'm a cheap ass, so that's why.
Put 64 up there on the dice, and that's your first bet. You'll be okay.
I always was intrigued by roulette.
Roulette.
When I was a child, I had some kind of a board game that my parents had given me, and it had a little plastic roulette wheel in it, and you would get it spinning, yeah. You drop the little ball in there, and
you can win fast in that and lose fast in that. It's just fun, though.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
A croupier taught me this trick, okay? Now, you bet, and we ain't going to go into the anyway, you bet two columns, and then either top 12, third 12, or second 12. By doing that, you have covered every number on the board. Every number on the board except five. Okay? There's 38 numbers on the board. Can you lose money if you cover every number except 5 out of 38 numbers? And before you answer, I'm going to tell you right now, yes, sir, you can, and you will every time.
I'm going to go with you sometime to Biloxi.
You need to. I'll tell you what. Man, we light that place up. Yeah, I can teach you how to gamble now. There's a way to play. I'm going to tell you. You know why I changed my name to Biloxi Gambler? And I know you're going to get me off the phone real quick. I'm going to take too much time.
But tell us,
Let's go back to the reason I said I was Biloxi Gambler. I was on hold one time, and there was somebody else on the phone, and they used the name El Moron, which is the one that I was using. And I said, well, and the topic was gambling. And I said, okay, well, I'll just do Biloxi Gambler, and I've stuck with it ever since. And the reason I say Biloxi Gambler is I am pro-gambling.
Right.
Period. Trust me. But we waited too late on the lottery. Tennessee's got one. Georgia's got one. Florida's got one. Mississippi's got one. The thing is we used to, those states would get Alabama money to help fund their lottery. So if we had a lottery, they're not coming over here to play our lottery. And we're too stupid, and we don't have a gaming regulation. We let the Indians do whatever they want to with no oversight. We're too stupid to run a table game. I mean, Alabama is just Alabama. I love Alabama, and that's why I'm Biloxi Gambler. I believe in gambling in Biloxi, and it ain't that far. And since we can't afford state troopers, you can run 90 miles an hour and get passed by everybody driving from Atlanta to get down there.
That's true.
Talk to you later, man.
See you later.
Well, we need them to call back one other day. Give us, because I believe, if I'm thinking of the right person, he also used to be a stand-up comedian.
He did.
We need some stories from the road, because those can get, well, sorted, as long as the FCC will allow, well as the fine people with a good stand as Hugh Montgomery. But let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, and let's talk to Claire. Hey, Claire.
Good morning. How y'all gentlemen doing?
How you doing, Claire? Clarine?
I've been listening to y'all talk and going down memory lane of GOP politics in Alabama, which is kind of fun since we've been there a long, long time.
We got a bunch of idiots running the show now.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you look at me when you said that, Jack?
Well, we've got some that are good and some that are bad, but... that's
such a damn political answer, Claire. You know it's a bunch of kooks.
We do have some good ones and we do have some bad ones, but that's just the way life is right now. We got a big Senate race and a congressional race and presidential race. But the biggest thing we got facing us, it looks like, is the mayor's race next week here in our home, in our capital city, which I think many of us are concerned about.
Yeah, I think everybody's concerned about it. I'll tell you why people are concerned. People think Stephen Reed is going to win just by the numbers.
Right.
And they don't know enough about him, but they do know that he's Joe Reed's son. And I'm going to ask him this Monday, how do you allay those fears of people that don't want him running the city?
Well, they know how he's misappropriated and misspent money from a bunch of documentations that I think seem to be a little real. And, you know, it's just a concern. I mean, people are worried about their real estate. They're concerned about their children. They're concerned about their safety. They're concerned about the crime. It's some serious issues. If you're here in this town trying to educate children and raise a family, you have some serious concerns there.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good question, though, Jack, because if he's going to be mayor, as he said, he wants to be mayor of all Montgomery, so he's got to address all of these.
Well, I want to know what his plan for Maxwell is to appease those people out there who are in the... You know, base command folks.
Right.
Because that's totally crucial to Montgomery.
Yes, it is. And that brings back that whole factor of education and crime and how so many of these base leaders leave their families at home because they don't want to bring their families to Montgomery. And that's very detrimental to our city.
True.
You know, Claire, when you brought up about Mr. Joe Reed, the father, makes me think of David Woods' father, Charles Woods. What an outstanding war hero and public servant and businessman he was for many years, a great guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a great man as he ran it. And he ran, you know, he put himself up as a public servant many times, a public servant, but he was never elected, but was a good, honorable man. And no question, I think David Wood is the same way. I just will have to see what the city, whatever decision they make. But then one thing, y'all been talking about gaming and gambling, and I think somebody else mentioned it. I moved here almost 25 years ago, moved back to my home state and town, and Lord knows gaming and fighting over that was an issue 25 years ago, and for some strange reason, we're still talking about the same thing.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable. Well, I believe they're a bunch of cowards in the legislature, because I guarantee you some of those people I know would be the first people in line at a casino, but they are morally opposed to it. But you get them out of state and a little whiskey in them, and they'll go to a damn casino.
Well, the bottom line is they need to let the citizens of this state vote on it. You know, we talk about gaming, but like I talked about, as you think of three critical things facing our state now. You've got the Medicaid issue, you've got corrections, and the issue of gaming has never left the table. And those were three issues when I first came to work for Governor Bob James as an assistant finance director. We were worried about Medicaid and not having money, prison problems, federal lawsuits, and the issue of gaming. And I look back, and here we are 25 years later, and we still have the three same issues staring us in the face because nobody has taken the bull by the horns and nobody's taken the leadership to fix it.
Well, that's true. Well, thank you, Claire. We appreciate your call.
Well, all right. Good to talk to y'all. Have a good Friday.
Thank you, Claire.
You too.
Very quickly, let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. It's the last hour. Let's fill up these lines. Because if not, I'm going to have to tell stories about what people are donating to Goodwill in the state of Washington. You'd never guess. But here, no, Barbara's on the line, and I like Barbara. I think she likes
you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Babs.
I love the new show. Joey, you know I love you anyway. And Jack, you too. This is a great show.
Well, thank you.
The main thing I wanted to say is thank you, Mr. McFarland, for checking into this. Anytime anybody owes back taxes, I want them to see them paid because you know as well as I do, we'd go to jail. The other thing I wanted to say is you were talking about earlier about the casino in Atmore.
Yeah.
They have 6 or 8 movie theaters down there. And the reason I know, my grandson lives about an hour away south from Atmore. And I met him Saturday and we went to see Brad Pitt's new movie is. They have a bowling alley in that place. They have an outdoor concert area with real nice seating. It is absolutely amazing what they've got down there. And the other thing that I wanted to ask, I heard an ad on TV against Mr. Woods. I live in Prattville, so I don't get to vote. But I heard an ad that said he was a failed businessman.
Did
you see that ad?
Yeah, I heard it. You know, I don't know where they come up with that unless they've done some.
I know.
Well, maybe in his background, I don't know this, but maybe they unearthed that he had a bankruptcy or something something years ago. Which,
probably like Trump.
Yeah.
I was about to say, most successful people are usually failed businessmen at one point in their lives.
And they didn't give up, did they?
Right.
No, and David is a good guy.
I can tell. Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I love the show. I listen every morning. I seldom call in because I'm always getting ready to go somewhere. So, as a matter of fact, I'm fixing to go to Biloxi tomorrow.
Oh, my
but
God.
I'm not going to gamble. If you'll see me, you'll understand. I'm going to the buffet. I'm like you, Jack. I'm an eater. I don't want to throw my money away.
No kidding. Save that money and
buy
some.
Y'all have a blessed weekend. Thank you so much for this program. I do miss the other guy, but y'all are doing great. I love it.
Thanks, Barbara. We appreciate that very much.
Appreciate it.
You know, I know we got a phone call.
And we got to hit a break here, too.
All right. So we're going to hit the break and then take the phone call?
Yeah, Papa B knows the deal. He can hold on. He's patient. He's a good radio caller, and we've had a lot of good calls today. And I like hearing from y'all's friends. So those, sometimes I'm like, oh, no, they know that person. I don't know this person. What's about to happen? And it usually works out great, but usually.
Well, Claire's an old friend of ours and one of my favorite people.
Yeah, she sounds great. But here, before we hit the break, this part of the program is brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. You know, Jack, I went down there the other day.
Were you thinking Jenkins?
I was thinking Jenkins because I met Mike Jenkins.
Yeah.
And he told me, number one, he's shown me around the whole shop, and they have a lot of commercial vehicles they work on and commercial fleets they work on, which means for the everyday driver that they have state-of-the-art equipment to work on those commercial vehicles, but that equipment works great for an everyday vehicle, everyday automobile. So check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive, especially if you work downtown. They're on 38 East Jefferson Street, just a couple blocks east of the alley. You know, like the little water tower right there? Yeah, yeah, just a couple blocks. Not even miles, just a couple blocks. It's right there. Right there. So it's great for downtown working folks. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a shuttle service. Gets you to and from work if you want your car worked on during the hours that you work. They do almost everything. They do everything.
Yeah, they do.
Air conditioning repair, air filters, batteries, tire balancing, tire installation, tire repair, everything to do with tires, brake repair, belts and hoses, the cooling system repair. Everything that could go wrong with their car, Jenkins can take care of it. Check them out online. You can even make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com or give them a call, 265-0792, 265-0792.
Easy for you to say.
Indeed. Easy indeed. And again, folks, be thinking Jenkins. Don't be in a rush. All of a sudden, something goes wrong with your car and you don't know where to go. Be thinking Jenkins, Jenkins Tire and Automotive. You're listening to News and Views. We'll be right back. You know what? I have to confess. I'm having trouble some nights. I get excited. I get reading the news, or I get like listening to something, watching a movie, and I stay up too late.
How dare you?
And at about, you know, 3 hours in, because I got here early, the caffeine starts to wear off. No, I'm not drinking that. Give me a break, Jack. Put your hand down. We'll be right back. News and Views, 272-9228 if you want to join in.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A new era of SmackDown begins on Fox. Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, Becky Lynch, and Stone Cold Steve Austin celebrate 20 years of SmackDown.
Go crazy in this right now.
The greatest live event in entertainment.
Friday Night SmackDown, 20th anniversary, premieres tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. It's 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Now it's safe to turn the mics on.
No, it's not. Where did you get that preposterous idea?
You know, sometimes I hope against hope. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Billy McFarland. It is so, I feel like I'm living up where the air is crisp with a McFarland in the studio.
Yeah, well, if you knew him real well.
And Carolyn is answering the phones today. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Carolyn.
And Papa B is on line two. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm beginning to believe that, you know, this long-promised weather change is sort of like Sasquatch or Loch Ness Monster.
So it's real?
They say it's coming. Is it going to happen? I don't know. Who knows? But I'm ready for it when it does. We need some rain and some cooler weather for sure.
Yeah, next week, I don't know about rain, but it's definitely going to get down low in the 50s. It'll be nice.
That's true. You know, I don't really want to mince words about this. Of course, I'm not in Montgomery. But everybody in the river region is affected by what goes on in Montgomery. So you got two candidates here, and Mr. Reed, I think, needs to be asked this question. What is he going to do to prevent Montgomery from being just another Selma? What is he going to do to prevent Montgomery from going down the same road that Selma has gone down? How is he gonna implement changes? Is he willing to make concessions, you know, for the people that, you know, are feeling like, look, maybe it's time to leave Montgomery? What do you think about that?
Joey? Yeah. I don't know. I think what I hope is that everybody understands what the problems are. Honestly, when I heard David Woods and Stephen Reed, their solutions sound similar, but this could all be talk.
You may as well go ahead and say it is all talk, because that's pretty much what you can count on, 90% talk. But, you know, honestly and truly, don't say it can't happen. It can happen. In fact, you see it already, you know, some of the same problems with economic rot in Montgomery creeping up along the southern flanks.
Well, and the education system is crucial to that. I think crime is more spinoff, a symptom of that. And though certain types of crime are down, there a lot of property crime does occur. Hell, I was victim to one, you know, not too long ago. You know, I didn't immediately, as soon as I saw my car window busted out, I didn't think, Todd Strange. I was like, oh, why would somebody do this? So I'm not that way. And I'm not down on Montgomery. I want the best for Montgomery. And so no matter who gets elected, I'm going to hope that they work well. But I'm also not going to sugarcoat or try to paint over if some issues are around. And there are some serious issues, in particular with education, with this city. You need it in order to keep families here. And, you know, I'm right on that bubble. I'm 30 years old. I don't yet have kids, but, you know, people told me my mind would start changing as I hit that age, and it has. Like, I'm thinking about those sorts of things, where to really lay down deep roots. And it's a big question. It's a big question. Education's a crucial part of it, because, you know, private school's expensive. And public school right now in the Montgomery County area is not ideal. So
I'd venture to say that, you know, the home prices are greatly affected by education. In fact, if you want to, you know, if you think, well, hey, I've got to send my kid to private school, then, you know, your home price or what you can afford in a home has got to be kind of factored into that. You know, look, yeah. I want a nice house, but am I going to be able to pay for a nice house and pay for private school? You know, those kind of decisions, you know, really come into play. And people that ignore that, they just, you know, they do it to their own detriment. So I would say this, between the two candidates, which one would be more, you know, likely to really seek a change in the education system in Montgomery? I don't think Mr. Reed is the one. But now, I don't have anything particularly against him, mind you.
Right.
But I don't know that, you know, Mr. Woods would have, you know, some great changes. But both of them have got to recognize how big a factor that is in decision-making of whether you want to live in Montgomery or not.
Well, all right, so people like you call and complain. I'm not fussing at you, but you don't live in Montgomery. You took the fight away, the fight you had in you. You took it away, and now you're calling here telling the people who ought to be elected mayor. I have a problem with that. Well, and I'm not fussing at you because I know you love Montgomery, but you got out of it because of crime and schools, and I understand that. But more people need to, damn it, stay and fight. And the big elephant in the room is that white people are scared of a black mayor. Let's just say it.
Okay.
And white people know Joe Reed, and they don't trust him, and they don't like him, and guess what? He doesn't like you either. So that's what fear I have.
Okay, well, let me kind of break that down just a little bit, okay?
All right. Sorry I got on a rant.
That's okay. I don't have a problem with black people.
Hold on.
Let me just finish. I have a problem with black people who don't like white people.
And white people don't like black people, and there are plenty of those.
Well, the thing is, look, I don't want to have anything to do with somebody that has a chip on their shoulder or an axe to grind. I just want to leave.
Right.
All right? That makes me want to just leave. I have, you know, now, I mean, my kids have graduated, all right? But hey, I'm just not going to. All right, let me just give you a prime example, okay? I lived in a little neighborhood there in Montgomery. Everything's fine. But then I see this guy walking down to our little community mailbox area with his butt hanging out of his britches. Grown man. I just don't want to have anything to do with it, man. And I don't want my kids to have to deal with it.
Why were you following me?
All right? You know, it's like...
Why were you following me the other day?
Was I following you?
No, he's making a joke, but
because you had your butt.
Yeah, okay.
It was hot.
That's just one example, okay? But I my car got broken into several times.
Right.
Not just in my neighborhood, but in another nicer neighborhood. I'm not going to mention the neighborhood, but you know, in Montgomery, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I want to get out. I don't want my kids to have anything to do with it. So, you know, yeah, crime, yeah, but it all plays into the same scenario, okay? Yeah, I'm complaining about it, I suppose, a little bit, but I'm more saying, you know, the people that want to leave the city have some real changes that they need to think about making so that, you know, Montgomery can grow and be prosperous and not just deteriorate on down.
Well, I agree. This place has gone downhill in a long time. You ride down Plum Street, Cherry Street, Poplar Street, any place that used to be called Highland Park. There are abandoned houses, boarded up houses, people parking in the yard, people sitting out, able-bodied looking people sitting outside day and night. I mean, it really concerns people.
Yeah, sure.
It concerns me. I don't like this town, what this town has become. I grew up here. But I'm not going to leave
because people like me need to stay and fight and voice my opinions and get pissed off at the things that I need to get pissed off about. Because there are a lot of people who share my concerns.
That's good and fine, except if I have children involved, I do it to protect them. Look, I'm not saying don't stay and fight or leave. I'm not saying either one of those two things, okay? What I am suggesting, though, is that people that want to lead need to recognize the problems and not just kind of gloss over them like they're not happening. They are happening, and they need to be addressed. Mr. Reed, in particular, I would say, needs to stand up and say what he's going to do to prevent the city from really deteriorating on down along these racial lines.
Well, so does David Woods, though.
Right.
David Woods.
Well, I guess
David Woods. I'm going to say it out loud. David Woods is a pitiful candidate. He's not prepared. If somebody called here the day after his debate and said, "You were not prepared last night." Now, I know David's smart, but he cannot articulate what he wants to do, and Stephen Reed is counting on a huge black turnout to elect him, so he doesn't really have to say what he believes in. I mean, you know, if I'm Stephen Reed, I keep my mouth shut. I run ads, and I keep my mouth shut.
And we could keep discussing this. We could discuss this all day, but yeah, we got to hit a break.
We got to hit a break. We got other callers. Thanks, Papa B.
We do have to hit a break. Everybody, hold your positions on the phones. A good, passionate discussion, and we will be having both mayoral candidates in on Monday.
And I'm sorry I rant, but, I mean, I really think our choice this year is not a good one. I really don't, and I'm sorry.
Wait, are you,
I like
you actually saying what you really believe? You're telling the truth to folks?
I hate that.
How dare you, Jack?
How dare me?
272-9228 if you want to join in. More news and views after this quick break.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And let's talk about the river. You know, we're right up the river from downtown, and what we got for you down here to have a good time is we rent out pontoon boats. That's right. You can come down here and rent a pontoon boat with your crew, your family. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We can hook you up with the essentials and everything you need. So that's a good time on the river, and let's talk about Sunday afternoon. Another good time this week. We're excited. Chris O'Leary Band's in town. First time Chris and his gang have been to the Oyster Bar, so looking forward to some good old blues from Chris and his band. We'll talk about something good to eat, y'all. We're always cooking up something from the steamer, those snow crab legs, royal red shrimp from Argentina, crab claws. We can fry those crab claws and fried shrimp, oysters, scallops. I know you're getting hungry. How about a little gumbo appetizer? So we'll cook you up something good to eat. Get Ms. Marshall to cook up some of that crawfish mac and cheese. That's some good eating, too. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Music menu, food menu, and a good time had at all times. Come see us soon.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. One more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Billy McFarland in studio.
Might want to turn my microphone on. Thank you very much.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm playing this song for a reason.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. Is this Steve Miller Band?
No.
Who is this?
Steelers Wheel.
Steelers Wheel.
Yeah. Steelers Wheelers or something like that. But I'm happy to be stuck.
You're not stuck in the middle with me. You're stuck to the far right with me.
Yeah, kook.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to disparage David Woods. He's a personal friend. But I just think...
You're frustrated.
I'm frustrated that we don't have... That he's not out setting the, pardon the fun, Woods on fire.
Right.
Because that's the kind of... That's kind of, you know... That's the kind of candidate we need, Montgomery. But, you know...
Yeah.
Well, luckily, up in D.C. this morning, the economy added 136,000 jobs.
Indeed.
And unemployment has gone down to 3.5%, which is the lowest since it started being recorded. So,
but Donald fantastic. Trump's the worst president we've ever had.
Of course.
He makes foreign leaders mad.
No. It had to. Like, just listen.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Ken. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ken.
Well, you had to get into politics before the weekend.
Well, I can cut and run. We're leaving at 12, and y'all won't hear from me till Monday.
With having both the mayoral candidates in next week and the vote coming up, I think it's perfectly appropriate. If, you know, I'm coming from my own personal preference to desire a candidate, and I guess it comes all the way down to mayor, maybe even city council. I'm looking as much for a candidate who is financially secure in his own field, maybe not a rich person, but somebody who, if you follow me, does not really need the job,
right,
for financial reasons. Doesn't look for the salary, and probably more importantly, does not have a bunch of associates or friends who are likely to become sycophants and become friends in need who are willing to take a position for a retainer or for the salary that comes with it along with all the benefits. I would prefer, for president, I'm happy to have a billionaire who became a politician rather than the dadgum politicians that have been up there for a couple of decades who became multimillionaires.
Amen. Amen to that.
Because they do that with our money and to the detriment of our governments. Of the two gentlemen who are running, if hopefully both of them, whoever wins, if he is as smart as he ought to be, then they see the need in this town, and it starts with education. And crime and the stats concerning crime, in my mind, stem from the extremely, extremely poor education that we have provided for our kids growing up in Montgomery. The previous mayor had an awful lot of interest. I'm sure he did an awful lot of good. He spent and squandered like a drunk sailor in certain areas. And the place where he really was deficient was in jumping into a school system and backing it for the better part of a decade when it needed rehab.
Well, he protected Barbara, what's-her-name?
Dr. Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, she's still getting paid, I think. They bought her a house. I mean, it's absurd what happened. And he just looked the other way. And Todd admitted to us during a break on this show, he said, one of my regrets is not jumping into the education problem sooner than now. And that was about a year ago. So he realizes
he changed his mind. He did change his tune.
But it's a little too late.
Yeah.
Well, on a much lighter note, since Biloxi Gambler had to change his call sign or his call-in name, you guys need a nickname instead of Mr. Henry having to call you Joey and Jack and Jack and Joey. How about the JCs?
The OJs
were a pretty popular group, you know, back in the Motown day along several other groups. But if you guys are going to stick it out, and I hope you do, then I am going to be calling you the OJs or the JCs.
That's cool. Thank you, Ken.
Competition for the OJs.
We value your friendship and always appreciate your calls.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, guys. Stay at it.
All right. Thank
and
you.
We have to hit one last break here. I know, like, sue me, Jack, you know. We got to hit one last break. I know you hate these.
I hate them.
I know. We got to do what we got to do.
When you get all this going, it's hard to stop.
We'll be right back. Momentum and all.
Now I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, the closing minutes. Not much time at all. There's Beto O'Rourke. Everybody mocking him online for posting a video of him getting a flu shot. And
did he wince in pain?
What a moron.
Well, and as I told you off air, and I didn't do this, but it looks like Beto already had somebody confiscate his gun. So I guess he wants to take everybody else's. Let's very quickly go to the phones. We don't have much time. Hugh. Hey, Hugh, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. What's your question, sir?
My question is this. I heard the other day from someone whom I thought maybe knew what they were talking about that Stephen Reed had made the comment that he wanted to make Montgomery a sanctuary city. And I wondered if you had heard anything about that.
No, but he's going to be on Monday at 9:30, and that's one of the questions I'm going to ask him.
Well, good. That's what I wanted to be sure that he was asked that question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's it. Listen, I thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Hugh.
Thank you, Hugh. Jack, it's been fun. It's been real. And Billy, it's been fun to meet you. Good to see you.
Thank you, Joe. And keep up the good work.
I feel like, again, I'm living up where the air is crisp, sitting here with a McFarlane. And, you know, just, it's been, again, real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Isn't that what you say, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or my father says it's been real. It's been fun. It hadn't been real fun.
Well, my father, I've enjoyed it.
His glass was always half empty, you know.
Indeed.
Well, he was living with my mother. I don't blame him. She's enough to drive you crazy.
We'll do a whole hour on you and your mother one day.
Oh, no.
I'll bring in a couch you can lay down while you talk about it.
I was going to say, we need a shrink in here for that.
Dan Moore Show is next, folks. I'll be sticking around with Dan. Billy, thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Carolyn, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Be back Monday, bright and early, 9 o'clock. News and Views. Dan Moore's is next.